Welcome to Let's Talk Community, a podcast full of interesting stories about communities and the people who build and manage them. I am Denise Henkel, your host for this podcast. I'm an experienced community manager and an inexperienced business founder. Today, I would like to talk about the topic of community management training. Let's first look at the question of why is now the right time to educate yourself in community management? Well, community is more important than ever now, because in stressful times like this, we need companionship and hope. We also need good communication skills, because many people suffer enormous stress and anxiety, not knowing how they are going to keep their business running. This calls for highly empathetic people who make sure dialogue remains respectful and constructive. And especially in online communication, we can often misunderstand each other, quickly turn against each other, and discussions escalate quickly and become very confusing. This is where we need experts specifically trained to manage these kinds of conversations. If there was any time that was good to become a community manager, it is now and in the times to come. So let's say you decided, okay, I want to take on this role. I want to become a community manager. How can you develop the necessary skills? What you need is a general understanding of how communities work and specific advice how to build and manage them. So I was in the lucky situation back in the day when I started as a community manager that I was surrounded by experienced colleagues. I could just ask them and watch them and learn from them. On top of that, I had 7 years of experience being an active member in communities before I started my first job. Now, you might not have the time to gather enough practical experience yourself, and you might not have experienced colleagues around to ask for advice. In this case, the first resource I recommend is CMX Hub. They have some amazing resources and advice on their website, on their blog, and in their Facebook group. And it's all for free. I, for example, have used their guide to building a content strategy and their community engagement cycle. They are both really easy to apply and super useful. If you want to get started in community management, there's a lot of useful and inspirational content on their website. If you are more of a book person, I have gathered some recommendations for different community management related books by asking my fellow community managers. So let's look at what they recommend. There's the recommendation of a book called Little Bets by Peter Sims. The person who recommended it says it talks about concepts that are absolutely essential for communities. Worm's eye view, solving problems from a user perspective, experimentation, learning from little bets rather than massive projects, and most importantly, a growth mindset so you don't get discouraged by opportunities to learn. That sounds really cool. I haven't read this book yet, but definitely goes onto my reading list. The next recommendation is the book Building Successful Online Communities, Evidence-Based Social Design. They didn't mention the author, but I will look it up and put the link to the book in the show notes for this episode. The person who recommended this book said they really like all the footnotes to research papers. Then Mary Thangwall has written a book called The Business Value of Developer Relations. And she says it's more specific to technical or developer-based products, but has principles which I believe can be applied to all community manager positions as well. The next recommendation is a book called Give and Take, A Revolutionary Approach to Success by Adam M. Grant. The person who recommended it says it's not 100% about community, but about how people work within community frameworks. And the last recommendation on my list is a book called Participatory Museum by Nina Simon. The core context is about encouraging museum interaction and participation, but most of it can be applied in general to community building. The person who recommended the book says she loves her content around scaffolding, and the best participatory experiences are not wide open. They are scaffolded to help people feel comfortable engaging in the activity. There are many ways to scaffold experiences without prescribing the result. Sounds fascinating. On top of that, I also found a reading list with book recommendations on the CMX Facebook page. I will put the link to that in the show notes as well. Bear in mind, this list has been compiled in 2014, So since then, I bet many more really great community management books have been released. Another great resource for community managers, in my opinion, is Richard Millington's website Feverbee, which also has a community attached to it. His first book, Buzzing Communities, is very popular among community professionals. I haven't read it because I'm not that much of a book reading person to learn new things. But I personally stick to his blog and I signed up to his newsletter, and there he regularly shares small snippets of advice, and they are usually based on a recent example from his consulting work. Other blogs that I can recommend are by the Community Roundtable, the Vanilla Forums blog, Gather Community Consulting, and also an interesting thing to know is that the Community Roundtable, Vanilla Forums, as well as CMX, they do surveys among community managers. The information in these surveys can be helpful to you for your job interviews and whenever you need to prove the value of your work in order to ask for more resources, for example. So you can download these surveys from their websites. So as you can see, there are lots of resources to spend weeks or even months of studying and training on. However, let me tell you that every community is unique, and while one strategy might work for a specific community, it doesn't necessarily succeed for another. So you will need to do a lot of testing to figure out the right way for your own community. And if you ever need advice or feedback, there are plenty of experts to turn to in communities like CMX Hub or Feverbee, or the Community Roundtable has a community as well. Also, make sure to check out CMX Connect, which offers meetups for community professionals all around the world. I am a Connect host myself. I do run meetups here in Leipzig. And these meetups are for community professionals or people interested in community management to network and learn from each other. Right now, of course, they won't be able to meet up in person, but the meetups have converted into online meetups. So that gives you the chance to join meetups wherever you like. You can find the links to all the resources I mentioned in this episode in the show notes. In next week's episode, I am going to talk about how to define your community's mission and attract the right members. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to leave me a review on iTunes or like the episode on YouTube. And if you know somebody who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Thank you for your support.